And we're back at Rosie on the House talking history, in particular Arizona history, with Jim McPherson, the president of the Arizona Preservation Foundation, and Catherine Leonard, the state historic preservation officer. Jim, I've got a list in my hands here of the most endangered historic places as recorded by the Arizona Preservation Foundation. What criteria do y'all use? I have a list of 25 here. What criteria do y'all use to determine the most endangered?
So our board is comprised of professional historians, archaeologists, professionals in the historic preservation field.
Would you ever open it up to like a handyman carpenter that does a radio show?
You could be on our committee. We're always looking for volunteers.
All right, good.
So we put together a criteria list of things that are important for consideration on the list. One is the threat, the actual threat. Is it threatened with demolition? Its significance, its historic, the history of the building. And so we get nominations all the time, and we meet regularly to go through the list and update it. And then we work with, if it's in, say, the city of Tucson, then we work with Tucson historic preservation advocates and maybe the city of Tucson or whoever to look at coming up with solutions for demolition, alternatives to demolition.
A lot of private-public collaboration, I imagine.
That is what we do.
We're
again, a totally 100% volunteer, and so we have a network of preservationists throughout the state and working on these in their local communities. And the State Historic Preservation Office is a wonderful resource and that provides a great background and the technical aspects of preservation that then we can take to these local communities and property owners and say, here are the financial benefits of historic preservation. Here's the economic development, community revitalization benefits that you all need to consider versus demolition of a historic structure.
One of the sites listed as the most endangered historic places in Arizona is the Bosque Ball Court in Flagstaff. Tell me a little short story
all
about
right.
that.
So that's in Flagstaff, and it's behind a structure, a house in Flagstaff. And we worked very closely with the historic preservation officer in Flagstaff, a couple of our board members in Flagstaff to really recognize that as an endangered structure. Met with the property owner, worked with the city, and now it's been saved.
And it'll be developed into an asset that's open to the public, yet to be determined.
It's an asset that's open to the public right now.
Okay,
it's not used as a ball court, but
I get it.
It's visible.
Number 8 on this list of 25 is a David and Gladys Wright House. Now we ought to be able to take that off the endangered list pretty soon, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the story of the excavator?
Does he know?
Can you share with our listeners you need to do it in about a minute and a half.
Oh, Lord.
So we've got the David and Gladys Wright House in Arcadia, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright for his son, and now the family has passed on, and we have this beautiful structure sitting there.
So I was invited to go into a meeting with the City Historic Preservation Officer of Phoenix, Michelle Dodds, and she laid out the site plan of the property. And she showed me this line that went through the property. And
new master plan.
The property line that you're showing me goes right through the house. That means it would be demolished because he wanted the owners at that time wanted to parcel the property off into
– pretty valuable piece of property.
Yes. And, that just said, we can't have that happen. and we were able to rally the troops of architects and preservationists, Arcadia residents, for months to rally around the cause of the importance of this structure, conveying to the owners the preservation benefits of this structure and what it means to the city of Phoenix, what it means to fans of Frank Lloyd Wright, what it means to our city, that this is such an important structure that we need to
In a separate private developer to come in and pick the property up in a sale and dedicate himself to preserving it.
Exactly.
Do I have that right?
There was an angel.
Yeah.
With all the brouhaha that was going on about the property, a gentleman by the name of Zach Rawlings, who grew up here in Phoenix, in the neighborhood of Arcadia, just working through a couple other organizations at the national level, working with the city of Phoenix, just came in and said this can't happen, and was able to make arrangements for the purchase of the property.
Fantastic. Well, it's a big success story in being able to save that particular structure. I know the local area well enough to know there's still some friction about the public events there, but in the long term, it's good we saved the structure.
Exactly. And just recently, the David Wright House Foundation has entered into an agreement with Taliesin West and the architecture school there to team up to work on the next phase of the project, the renovation of the main house. Currently now they're looking at the guest house. Fantastic. So that's a great partnership.
Fantastic. All right, folks, you're listening to Rosie on the House, where we're here with Jim McPherson, president of Arizona Preservation Foundation, and Catherine Leonard, the state historic preservation officer. When we get back, we'll be talking to Catherine about how many sites are open to the public in the state of Arizona for you to experience Arizona history right here at Rosie on the House.